You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show.
Kristen's outside my house.
Trying to what?
Yeah. Trying to pee on me now. She just had to go undone. Yes.
Yes, I know this song.
I just riffed on that. This is the Vanderpump Rules AfterBuzz TV After Show. This is season 2, episode 14. I lied. I did lie, and I'm your main liar. Your pretty little liar, Jake Dupree, along with my other little liars. What's up?
Hi, I'm Christina Zias.
I'm Sabrina Walker.
And I'm the honest one, English Cleveland.
Yes. Oh, that was some shady comments right there. All right, so first off, let's start with the episode. We see Katie and Stassi go to the sweat box,
mm-hmm.
and they're sweating out, trying to get ready for a photo shoot. Mm-hmm. And you've done this. Mm-hmm. English.
Oh, you have?
English, it's tell us super, about it.
It's, there's one down the street. It's like called Body Wrap LA. It's in Studio City.
Oh, and yeah.
Have you been
I've seen
there?
It. I've never been there, but I've seen it.
Okay, so it's super intense. You put that outfit on. They like tell you drink a lot of water, wear socks. Like you have to wear full clothing. Like full.
Just sounds gross.
And you're so hot. Like I try. They have like plethora of like Apple TV movies. Like you can watch anything. But you're sitting there for like literally an hour just sweating. And I'm like, my butt's burning. My arms, like you can't move. You're just wrapped in this like, it's like an infrared heating thing. And I guess you lose like 1200 calories.
Wow.
So it just drops some water weight pretty
yeah.
much.
Right. But some people go like every day. And I guess this lady lost like 30 pounds in a month.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Nuts.
Yeah, they
that's
have
camping.
Like, they have monthly
why
packages.
Don't they just go to like
they have monthly packages. It's like tanning.
Why don't yeah. they just go to a spin class or something?
Right. Because like, you don't have to move.
Oh, that's
you
true.
Don't have to
that's
move.
True.
Yeah. You just lay there. And
I've only weird. Gone once.
Only
so.
In LA would that happen.
That's
only
crazy.
In LA would that happen. But right. I mean, they looked good in their bathing suit, so that's I guess you know that's all that matters.
They did look
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So we move on to Tom and Kristen getting drinks, and they're talking about the text on Jax's phone. And it's so funny. It just makes me laugh to hear Tom be like, I think that Jax had this app that turned it into your text, saying it's your text. And was like, Jax doesn't even probably know how to plug in his phone. Like,
right.
let's be honest.
Right.
He doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground. Like, it's ridiculous to me that he would even question it.
You know that scene in Zoolander when they're trying to get the files out of the computer?
Yeah.
And they're acting like monkeys? Yeah. I feel like that would be Jax.
The files are in
no,
the computer.
That would be
yeah.
Yeah. That would
that
be Jax.
Jax.
That exactly. would.
It just doesn't make sense. And he wrote on his blog. Actually, his blog, if you haven't looked at it, it's amazing. Like, it's
is
one
it?
Of the most well-written blogs. And I read...
He probably has
I read
his
them
girlfriend
a lot.
Doing it for him.
I read the, like, Housewife blogs, and someone posted his on Facebook, and they're like, this is one of the best I've ever read. And I was mm-hmm. like, okay, let me give it a shot. It's actually very, very well written. It's
is
like
it?
It's like 3 pages long.
Are we talking about Tom or are we talking about
Tom
Jax?
Tom Sandoval.
Okay.
Not,
I was going to say, you've got to be kidding
Jax.
Me.
I'm
not
like,
Jax.
Hold on.
I
wasn't
talking
about Jax.
I was going to say, he hired
no.
someone.
Yeah,
no.
totally.
And he was talking about the whole situation, and he was like, I mean, he makes some really awesome points. I would say go read it. It's
okay.
worth a read.
All
I promise.
Right. We'll
I promise.
Do that.
Check
yes.
it out.
Yes. And we see the surf photo shoot at the Andaz, and Sabrina, you had your birthday party there.
I had my birthday there. I love that hotel.
It's yeah. amazing.
So pretty.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
pretty.
So pretty.
It's beautiful. Like, the view is amazing. That's
yeah.
where my parents stayed when they were here. I'm sure that's what she wanted to know.
Wait, can I just say something really quickly about what? It? From my bedroom window, I can see the Andaz,
oh,
and it keeps
you?
Me up some nights because they have parties there.
Yeah.
And every time when it's, like, a really crazy party, my friend works there, and I'll text him and be like, what's going on there tonight? And I kid you not, every single time it's a bar mitzvah.
Really?
And I'm like, what? Like, are you kidding? I'm, like, in Hollywood. I'm expecting some awesome party
some
that I'm not invited to. And it's bar mitzvah.
And but then anyway, you go back to bed.
Well, then
back
you're
to
like, the photo whatever. Shoot. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah.
And then we see, Stassi tells Sheena that Jack supposedly texted her and was like, why don't you get back with me? And Stassi was like, go F yourself. And then Sheena like did her laugh. Her like, laugh. I was like, it's just like, it's really funny to see them. They just always come full circle, the two of them. And I don't understand it. Like, I don't believe their friendship. Does that make sense?
It's not genuine.
Yeah, it's not genuine.
I don't remember the tweet, but Chrissy Teigen tweeted about them last night.
Well, did you see it? No.
She said something about how messed up their friendship was. And then I think Kristen retweeted it. I saw it last night.
That's awesome.
I was at work, and I was dying. I thought it was hilarious.
Chrissy is a huge Bravo fan. She always tweets about Real Housewives of New Jersey,
does she?
I think, a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
She said something, and she's like, you can tell how productive my day's been, because she was, like, tweeting about them. That was funny.
That's awesome. Cute. And then we see Lisa show up, and then she poses with the boys with her, like, giant sunglasses. And there was one random boy, like, we didn't know who he was. He
probably, I know.
Like,
random.
I don't know. He was there later at the party wearing a pink shirt, so it's... he must have been working.
Yeah.
All right. And then Tom comes late to the shoot, and Lisa asks, why are you so late? And he says that he's just been up all night, worried.
Distraught.
I love that. Sleep. I love that this, like, the shoot and then that conversation with him and Kristen probably happened, like, a week apart, but that's okay.
Right.
Yeah. And Tom actually wrote in his blog, he was like, I can be late to this photo shoot because, A, I'm not being paid. He's like, I've been on...
I thought the same thing, too. I was like, are they getting paid? She was like, where are you, like, grilling him?
Yeah, and he was like, I've had, like, paid billboards. I've had, like, paid magazine layouts. And I'm not paid for this, so I can come whenever I like to. And
why
I was like, that makes sense.
Why doesn't she pay them, though?
It's because you all do it for free.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
And he said also that he has never received... Because they're supposed to do a coffee table book of the star pictures, and he never received... They didn't give the cast any free things. They didn't give them a free copy of the book.
Did they make the book?
Yes.
They're
but making
the
book.
They just never gave it
to them.
Huh.
Isn't that kind of shitty?
Yeah.
Maybe for their Christmas gifts this year.
Yeah.
Hold
Yay!
On.
Yay! Yourself. Yeah. Right. No. Ew. And then Tom says it was just so hard to get out of bed, and then he sits down with Stassi. And I really liked this conversation. Was very telling of Stassi, because I liked at the end of it, she was saying, you know, you have a support system here. Like, I don't want you to feel like it's the two of you on this, like, shitty-ass team that don't have anywhere to turn but just the two each other.
Right.
That was cool. But the conversation was great. I liked that Tom was like, it's my decision. And they were just getting super heated.
Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting to see the two of them talk to each other outside of the group.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kristen. It's like a conversation.
Yeah. It makes me happy and anxious for the next season, because it shows what they're going to be like without Kristen being around.
Right.
A lot. I mean, I'm sure she'll still be on the show.
Right.
But it would be... I just think it would be a lot... They are going to be a lot more fun not worrying about her drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought... And I think for the next season, if she's going to be on the show, I hope somehow that the producers can kind of curb the conversations to not always be about her.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that they don't spend all of their time, every single minute of their days, talking about her.
Yeah.
So it's just what they want the storyline to be.
I just hope it's not about that and about her, how much she hates Ariana and blah, 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 all that stuff.
It's probably going to start that way. Yeah.
How they did this season, too. Started with the same drama, like Pick Me Up, and then moved into
I will say this, and we all have said this, that if this season, next season continues like these two last episodes... We got a winner on our hands.
Yeah, definitely.
And we saw from the cast was tweeting about they got more views than The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, their highest rated episode ever. So
yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
For a second season, that's awesome. You think for the first season, like, their episodes would have been a lot more, but that's great. I'm happy for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stassi reveals this really gross detail that Kristen was getting so loud she had to cover her mouth, and Jax was so turned on by it. I was like, do we have to share that?
Yeah, that was...
I feel like Stassi is just so cruel in all of this, and I know she's there saying, like, you have a support system, you know, it's not just you and Kristen, but she is kind of trying to hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if she's, like, purposely trying to hurt him or just dislikes her so much that if she has to hurt him to hurt her even more, she's willing to do it. But I don't think it's coming out of her being a good person and wanting to be there for Tom. Like, obviously, I don't think she gives a shit about Tom.
I think also, too, that she wants him... you know how Stassi wants everyone on her team?
Yeah, right.
I think that's what it is, too, is that she wants him so badly to not talk to her. That's why she's like, well, what's the limit? Like, what is it that you have to do to someone to break up with them?
Right.
And I think that's what she wants him to understand. Like, get rid of her. We're all on your side. Join Team Stassi. And then we'll all hate her. Because that just gives her more, like...
Totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I get what you're saying, too. I don't think that she is genuinely, like, caring. Like, I don't think that she'll call him after this and be like, how are you? How are you dealing with
it? Yeah. I don't know. But I just felt... I felt... Whenever she was like, I feel for Tom, like, I feel bad for him. I believed her.
Really? How could you believe her when this entire season, leading up to this whole Kristen and Jax drama, she was always talking so much crap about Tom.
She also didn't know that his girlfriend had slept with, because
right, she's but just he looking, didn't know that either. But she was saying, she knows that he cheated on her several amount of times, and she thought he was the most disgusting person. She said, you need to break up with Tom. Like, that's what the first half of this season was about. It was about how Kristen needs to leave Tom. Because Tom is such a dirtbag.
I think they were so sick of listening to Stassi's book.
That they just wanted to end. To
Kristen, they just wanted it to end. So they were just, like, saying whatever they needed to do to get her to leave.
Right, but they, I mean... She definitely disliked him. Like, she was saying really bad things about him.
Yeah, but I don't think that at this point, I think that she does feel bad for him seeing that the situation that he's in. Because she looks, I mean, you can look at him and see, be like, you're stuck.
No, I mean, I think she feels bad for him, but I think she cares way more about her own issues. Well,
I don't know. I just disagree, kind of.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We can disagree.
Agree to disagree.
And then Jax, of course, is talking ridiculous things about his poses, and he is just such a tool. Like, honestly, seeing him on this entire episode,
I can agree with that.
And on Watch What Happens Live, he was such a douchebag. Like, seriously a douchebag. And he said on Watch What Happens Live that he was like, I saw this episode, I saw it back, and I just feel bad. Like, I just feel like I handled it completely wrong. And Lisa was like, no, you don't. You don't like how you came off. You're not sorry about what you did. You just don't like that the public doesn't like you.
Oh, I love that she said that.
She called him out, and he was just like, he couldn't say anything. And he just kept trying to be like really pensive and, you know, it was ridiculous.
He's like totally an actor, right?
Yeah.
Horribly.
Yeah.
He's a drama
horrible
king.
Actor.
I wouldn't mind him not in the next season, honestly.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't mind if he just like...
Yeah, or like became like a secondary character or something.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, his storyline is so played out.
Yeah, his storyline isn't really anything there.
Yeah, no.
Right.
But, I mean, I think the viewers really like him, too.
The fact that there's still girls out there, you guys are disgusting, that will still want to, like, have sex with him, just like they, when...
Tom and Katie.
Yeah, when they were here last week and they were saying that he has so many, like, fans. Mm-hmm. Like, well, are you kidding me?
The poll on Watch What Happens Live was... Is Jax a douchebag? It was like 16% no, and the rest was yes.
16
but
or 60?
That's 16. Yeah. Okay. That's a significant. I thought it would be that's like 99
yeah,
to
yeah.
one. Like
yeah.
I thought it'd be a landslide. 60. I was 16, about to like
16. Excuse me, my accent is stupid and I'm terrible.
It's not.
But 16 was the percentage.
Where do
that
these people live?
I wish the question
tweet
was,
at us.
Yeah.
Do you think Jax is a douchebag, but would you still sleep with him?
That would have been a good question.
I feel like they would be like,
okay, so let's do that. Okay, so you guys go to iTunes, rate, comment, let us know how much you love our show. And then also, we're going to do a little poll here. Hit it.
The poll is, do you think Jax is a douchebag, but would you still sleep with him?
Yes,
let us know.
Tweet us.
Watch our video.
What's your
comment.
Answer?
Are you kidding me?
What's your answer?
Hell no.
What's your answer?
Ew.
No.
Boop. Okay.
Moving on. Speaking of Jax being a total douchebag, Lisa's like, Jax, they were talking about why he slept with Kristen. He was like, I basically was doing a favor to Tom because Tom couldn't satisfy his girlfriend.
Oh my God.
That is the grossest excuse for cheating that I've ever heard. And I hope I never hear that in my entire life.
I honestly think that was him trying to almost justify it to himself, or like trying to make himself seem cool.
Like, is he Santa Claus, like giving gifts? Like, does he have sex with any girl that feels
magic,
like
magic penis? That's what it is, I guess. I don't know.
Ew, he's so disgusting.
I just don't understand it.
I'm sure, he gave her some other gifts too.
Yeah, gifts that'll keep on giving the rest of your
boom.
Life.
Boom. Oh gosh. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy.
We've heard rumors. Ding ding ding. All right. And I just want to say that it was. I was really glad that Lisa called him out on this because I was afraid that they were going to let it go, like him being like so flippant about the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
But she really laid into him, and I was happy about that. And I just don't understand how he is not sorry at all.
That was
like,
gross.
He just said, Tom does not pine for her. He doesn't yearn for a Kristen. So it's like, why does it matter if I sleep with her or not? I was like, he's still in a relationship. And Lisa made a good point. She was like, Jax has no regards for relationships. Their relationship isn't much of a relationship, mm-hmm. but it's still in, they're in a boyfriend-girlfriend mm-hmm. situation.
And it's his best friend, right?
And it's his best friend.
But they're not. They're all. Not. Look at the way he handled it. Like, that is not his best friend.
He thought it was.
Tom thought it was, which was sad to mm-hmm. watch. It but was really Jax sad. Was a complete asshole.
Yeah.
He had no remorse. When he was talking about it to other people, when he was talking to Tom to his face, it was like he didn't care.
No. Right. At all.
It was sad.
It's disgusting. Like, it's just like, it's like, are you even like a real person? And I think that's what everyone's like trying to get to him, like this whole season. Like, are mm-hmm. you real? Like, you have no emotion. You're not crying. Like, the only thing that you do show emotion to is Stassi. That's fake too. That's so like, so who fake. Are yeah. you? Who yeah. are you?
Not to like sound like a total feminist right now, but I feel like he obviously has no regard for women at all.
No.
Like, I feel like they're just completely like
objects.
Mm-hmm. Objects, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Makes me wonder what his like childhood was like growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What's his background story?
My friend is like friends with his sister. He's from Michigan. So
there was something that came out on Watch What Happens Live. Tom said, he said, I know all this stuff about you. And then Jax was like, got really flustered. And he was like, I don't want you. He said, you don't say those things. Like, this is ridiculous. Hang up the phone. And then Tom was like, whenever you changed your name, when you moved from Miami to LA and all this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All this stuff started coming up. And then Andy had to like wrap it up.
Yeah.
I really wanted to hear
Andy
what happened.
Andy shouldn't have wrapped that up. That's prime TV.
But there was some like, I can't remember, but there's some gossip that something happened that he had to leave Miami to come here.
That's what they said last week, that he got like kicked out of Miami and had lost every single friend he had there. I wouldn't be surprised if it was like a similar situation.
It was probably a lie situation.
And like a sleeping with someone's girlfriend.
I know someone that actually grew up with Jax and was like, went to high school and stuff mm-hmm. with him. And he says the same thing. He was like, we all have known that that's just what he does, is Jax just lies. Like,
wow.
That's not even his real name. I think it's like Jackson or something is his
he
real name.
He needs Jesus. Like, what else?
Something.
Like, golly.
Get a purpose. I don't know. And then I was really wondering why Lisa came up to Stassi and was telling her to apologize to Kristen. I know that
at the party.
No, at the photo shoot first she gets we revisit them again. Right. Yeah, and then we see Lisa sit down with Tom, and Tom. It was really, I thought that was a good moment. I was like, A, either he's a good actor, or B, this was like a really honest moment mm-hmm. for him when he started crying. So I don't know. We'll never know, I guess, but. I felt for Tom. I do feel for Tom. And I know that he cheated on her twice with Ariana and with the girl in Vegas. But he also didn't sleep with Kristen's best friend.
Right. It's completely different.
Yeah. I mean, cheating is cheating. But sleeping with someone's best friend, that is so low down and dirty. Like, that's just a bad person.
But if one thing, both of them, they're like, they really can hold on to a lie.
Yeah.
They like literally hold both of them. It's like really scary. Like, you could kill someone and just sit there and be like, no, I didn't do it.
You're crazy.
It's weird.
It's really weird. So let's move on to the engagement party, because this is where all, I mean, there was like so much stuff that happened in this engagement party. It was ridiculous. Okay. First, Lisa sits down with Stassi and tells her to apologize to Kristen for slapping her.
Mm-hmm.
Stassi is like, you can tell that she is just oozing. She's like, what the hell? Like, I can't apologize to her.
Right.
Yeah, I love that Stassi
was like,
do you
think she should have done that? Apologize to her for slapping her?
I think maybe for hitting her.
Right, yeah.
Because I mean, and I know she regrets it, because she said on Watch What Happens Live that she really wishes that she wouldn't have hit her.
Yeah.
But I think that maybe her reaction to that is also the public's reaction to that.
Totally. Because mm-hmm. I feel like Stassi would have like been like, whatever. Felt so good, but would have hit her again.
Yeah. And if the audience wouldn't have been like, yeah, that was awesome, she'd be like, I don't regret it at all. Yeah. I do think that. Mm-hmm. So, whatever. And then they all go inside to see Sheena sing her song, Good as Gold. And you were all making little moans and groans about her song at first.
Ever.
And then we said it was cute, mm-hmm. right?
It's catchy.
It's catchy.
No. That's what it is.
My moans and groans were about her stockings.
And her
and
shoes.
And the shoes.
Yes.
Sorry.
So let's critique it. Let's go.
She should not be wearing those tights.
Why?
They didn't match her skin.
Yeah, they looked a little bit like Hooters waitress tights.
It just, it was not cute but it's at all. Like, she the thing just is, have tan legs.
Yeah, like, and she's not doing, like, you know, like, Beyonce wears those when she's doing, like, a stage performance. Like, so she looks flawless. Flawless. I woke up like this.
But, I woke up like this.
Yeah, yes. But the thing is, it's like, you're freaking standing in a, like, on top of a bar and you're at your workplace with these stockings on.
Yeah.
And I love Sheena. I think she's really beautiful, but she just probably needs a stylist, which you can help her
I with. Can help her with. Thank you. I will say, though, I give that girl so much credit because that she just has no shame. Yeah. And, like,
she really believes in herself.
She really does. And mm-hmm. That confidence is really unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And she wants to be a performer, and people mm-hmm. don't believe in her. And she takes every opportunity to mm-hmm, perform, and that's what you have to do to be successful. Mm-hmm. So I give her all that credit. And I know I kind of liked her song. It was cute.
I really like it, actually.
I would be singing it.
Good.
And the good thing about her is she's the only one that you see that she does something outside of the show.
Yeah.
And what better way? Like, they're using you. They're not paying you for the photo shoot. Use them. Like, put my song on here. Let me sit on a float and sing my song 90,000 times and get everyone annoyed. Uh-huh.
She really is the only one who, like, takes it to the next level. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, we talked about this before. Stassi, like, wanted to vlog and stuff and I don't know. At least, like, Sheena gets out there and does something.
And they were all actually really mad at Sheena during the Bravo upfronts. They all went as a cast, you know, to promote their show. And the entire cast iced her out because they were mad about her doing all the appearances at gay clubs around the country singing her song.
Why?
Yeah, they were just mad. They didn't like it because they were jealous.
They were just hating.
But she makes money. Let her.
Exactly.
Live.
And they're not, none of them want to sing.
Right.
So it's like,
if they want to do something, go figure it out and do it.
I mean, and the person that should be taking the most notes from Sheena is Stassi, mm-hmm. because Stassi could actually turn this show into a career.
But I think that's why her and Stassi have that back and forth, because Stassi, like I said before, because Sheena's the only one that's actually doing something, she's pretty, and she's bold, she doesn't care what anyone says, she can get up, sing in some ugly stockings, and not care what other people think.
Yes.
Then Stassi's like, who does she think that she is? Like, I'm Stassi, and I run the show.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and so, she's taking all the attention
away.
Yeah,
she's taking the attention.
Can I say the cutest moment of all that was Sheena's mom just singing every single word.
That was really sweet.
It was like any good mom would do.
That was so cute. It was really cute.
I thought it was really funny when Stassi's like, it's catchy. I would download it illegally.
But I would.
But everyone was dancing. Everyone clapped for her. And, like, it was a good, like, to see now, like, flashback from before on the float. They're like, oh my gosh.
Right.
And then now they're all like dancing,
but
clapping.
I will say that they do play Sheena's first song in Sir all the time. So I'm sure the cast is all like, oh my again, God. Like, you know, that.
That's
so
hilarious.
Yeah. Because I think when I've been there, they've played it like two or three
times. No.
Yeah.
Like a night, one sitting?
Yeah.
No, that's too much.
That's over the top, but.
Yeah. That's product placement.
That's probably why they have problems with her.
Right. Yeah. They're like, we hate you.
Yeah.
Listen to this all day.
And then it's like stuck in their heads when they get home. They're singing it. They're
totally.
Like, Sheena.
I can't stand it. But I love her single, and I'm excited. Maybe we can get her to perform it on here or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yay. That'd be amazing. Tweet her and let her know, please. at Sheena Marie. Bye. And then Tom and Kristen, they show up, and Stassi sits down with them. Stassi sits down with them, and I couldn't believe Kristen admits to sleeping with Jax. And the montage of Kristen defending herself, like putting it on her family, like on her whatever,
her
like on her
dead grandmother,
everybody,
horrible.
Her like nieces and nephews.
Oh,
that's tacky. That is tacky.
Like, do you forget that you were on a show and they've recorded all the things that you said? And then now it's like, what did you put this on? Everything.
You're just asking for a montage.
Yeah.
Like, really? That's so stupid.
I feel like that's signs of someone who does not think they're going to get caught.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like what Lisa said, some of these people don't think about, they think about their actions, but they don't think they have consequences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, they'll have to pay for it. And the thing is about, if you're going to have a secret or something that you don't necessarily want to come out, don't go on a reality show.
Exactly.
Because yeah. it's going to come out some way or another. Mm-hmm. Like, there's things that we all have inside that we're not going to tell that no one else maybe knows. That's fine if no one else knows.
And you're not
but
on
if,
a reality
if
show.
Some little murmurings have been going on, you're screwed.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, though, that this incident between the two of them happened between the two tapings, correct?
Yeah.
So she was already on the reality show, knows what she was dealing with.
Oh, it did? I thought she said it happened a long time ago.
Yeah, like, she said that, yeah, but it happened like last year.
6 months, yeah.
When Jax was trying to get back with Stassi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Tacky.
Ugh.
Tacky, tacky, tacky.
Well, whatever she was drinking, let's not ever drink that.
Yeah. Right. No. And then Kristen, she can't even get real tears out during her apology. Like, it just, I was like, maybe they were like reshooting it again and again and again, so maybe that she couldn't get cried out. But even like in the confessional moment, she was doing like, shaky voice. And then it was just like, it just wasn't genuine to me.
I think because I think she was surprised that Stassi actually was going to apologize to her. So when she got in there, she was like, kind of thinking maybe Stassi will like feel bad for me. And that's why she was like, I can't even look you in the eye right now.
But do you think she knew that Stassi was going to apologize? Because Stassi didn't get a word out.
No, I think she's surprised. Like, what, she wants to talk to me? Like, usually if Stassi, she doesn't want to talk to me, like, usually she'll ignore me. So the fact that now she wants to even say something to me, either it's she's going to hit me again, or I'm going to start off by saying, I just can't even look you in your eye. I'm just so sorry. And it went completely the other way. So,
And then you all thought that it was really nice of Tom to defend Kristen. What do you think?
I think that what he said about how she could not efface them on her own was just so bold and loyal of him.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And he didn't have to be loyal at all.
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
But it's just very respectful for someone who's been so disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, he's been the one that's hurt in all of this. So you have to give him a lot of credit and a lot of respect.
And
I really like him a lot.
And he also knows what he's put her through too.
Right.
You know?
So they're both at fault. And that's the thing about this episode that I wanted to cover with the three of you too is I know that they both have cheated. I mean, but why is the blame put so much on Kristen? Like I think that he had already cheated. Tom had already cheated her when she cheated on him. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make it right.
Yeah.
But she, maybe in her brain, I don't know. I don't want to put words in her mouth or put thoughts in her brain, but maybe she had a thought that since he did this, I can do something like this. I mean, even if it was a subconscious thing.
Right. Well, they did say that they were mad at each other or something, right? Like, they weren't happy, and that's why she was sleeping in the
Jax's
living room.
House too. Yeah.
And then Peter even said that she slept over at his house. So you know how their relationship is very up and down, very up and down.
Right.
And Jax,
of course, he's going to prey on that.
It all started with them rubbing each other's feet or something weird.
Oh,
and then, yeah, so I'm like,
gross.
Just pick someone else. If you want to go, like, be, I don't know, if you want to
bang whoever.
Yeah,
that's their favorite
pick
word.
Someone else. Like, LA is a big city. Why Jax of all people? You know that's not going to end well. Everyone's going to find out about it.
Yeah.
Tell me. I mean, I guess that wouldn't be true. But I was going to say, like, name one situation of someone banging a friend and it doesn't get back to someone.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
That's not, especially on a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get out.
And then they did it twice. I can't get over the fact that they did it.
She
twice.
Said once, but.
She liked it.
So I have two issues, right? One is that when they were in their apartment, Tom and Kristen, and Tom was trying to get it out of her, he said, Kristen, I know how you react. I know when this has happened before.
Mm-hmm.
And he made me feel like that she's cheated on him in the past and that she's having a similar reaction.
I thought maybe he was saying it like, I know how you are when you lie.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That could very well be it, but that's what I got out of it.
Yeah.
And then, too, to answer your question from before, I think the reason that it's such a big deal that Kristen has cheated on him now is honestly purely because of Stassi. Because I think if it wasn't with Jax, and I think that if Stassi didn't feel disrespected by her, then it wouldn't have been that big of a deal.
Oh, for sure.
I think it's Stassi's drama behind it all and her reaction makes it so much bigger than it is.
If Kristen would have cheated on with somebody else, just a random person, do you think that they would all be friends with her still?
Random person outside of the group.
Yeah.
Possibly. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
I do.
I mean, maybe. I mean, I think that they would both have been like, you're both really stupid.
Disgusting.
Like, you're both weird, and this is stupid that you're even still together and cheating on each other. But I don't think that it would have been this level of hatred.
Right. Yeah. Would have just been like the Vegas thing. Like they would have been probably upset with her, but I feel like everyone would have moved on.
Definitely.
Do you guys think that Stassi is overreacting at all? Like, I mean, they weren't together, her and Jax.
Yeah.
And she keeps saying that Jax was trying to get back together with her, but it wasn't her trying to get back
with him.
With Jax. You know what I mean?
I mean, was with the, I wish I just knew the timeline of when this actually happened.
Right.
Because was this during the time that Katie and Kristen were both like, you should get back with Jax?
Mm. Wait, but Stassi said that Kristen was telling her,
to
like,
get back with him.
Give him another chance right. while it was happening. I don't know. I just think that is the ultimate betrayal. Your best friend doing that to you? I don't know.
And the fact that it's his best friend is also another level of like crazy.
It just kind of really
like
sucks.
It would still be inappropriate if like even now if Stassi, you know, she's dating someone else and they're broken up or whatever. Even if Kristen had sex with him now, that's still inappropriate.
That's
like
still
there's yeah. there's no like. I don't know. There's just no way
to make it right.
Well, maybe the two of them will get together next season.
Well, they
wouldn't
should.
Wouldn't that be a twist?
She liked it, obviously.
Jax. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
No, I'm turning my TV really off gross. If that happens.
That'd be like really gross, but it would be it'd be good TV for us to watch.
I mean, I guess it would.
I think. And then, of course, there was the fight. And it was so just staged, like, weird moment. Like, Lisa's like, lady of this, cheers. Go. Cheers, Sheena. And then she's like, let's go. And she, like, gets up.
We should
all
leave.
And all of a sudden, he's like, Jax, you don't feel anything. And hits him like, I'm going to make you feel something.
No, but wait, what did he...
And Lisa's magically out of the way right before the fight starts. That was a little...
But he told Tom before, he was like, watch this.
He did?
That
conversation between the two Toms was really cute.
Yeah,
it was cute.
Dude, don't do it. I'm like... cute. It was cute.
Can we go back to something for a second?
Yeah.
This is kind of... you know when Stassi and Tom were screaming at each other with Kristen right there, and Stassi was like, why realize you're yelling at me and not at your girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
And it was another really real and raw moment with Tom, and mm-hmm. he was like, this isn't about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop trying. And I feel like that's, again, like kind of what we were saying before. Like, I feel like Stassi was making it so much about how she was hurt and all this. And she was. Like, that's the most screwed up thing for your best friend to screw your ex-boyfriend.
Definitely.
I mean, she definitely was hurt, and I wouldn't want to be Kristen's friend anymore either. But, like, Tom's the real victim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also, like, those two have probably been through so much already. Like, they don't need to yell at each other anymore.
Yeah.
It's probably, like, weighed off the shoulders. Like, the clouds have parted, and they mm-hmm. just kind of, like, let's move on.
Really sad relationship.
It is.
Yeah.
But also, I think it's good closure, too, because it's not tied up in a pretty bow, but it is kind of, it's like, we made this decision for each other. I cheated on you. You cheat on me. We're obviously not right. Done.
We're crazy.
Yeah, we're crazy.
At the end of the episode, we'll get there. I know. I'm just like, I felt so relieved. I don't know why, but since the beginning of this season, it's been kind of a roller coaster, like boring, crazy, wacko people,
right?
Stupid mm-hmm. argument.
Yeah.
And then finally, like the Stassi and Jax show, like when we would just get so tired of talking about mm-hmm. their nonsense mm-hmm. over and over again. And when it ended, I was just kind of like, finally.
Yeah.
Like, finally.
I think they all felt it too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the pink balloon floats away.
Yeah. Boom. So dramatic with the music.
I wish you would have popped or something. That'd been awesome.
Oh my God. That would
have been amazing. And then what did you think about Sheena making it about her teeth, about the fight?
Oh God.
I wish you would have been like, you assholes ruined my engagement party.
That's what
not
I thought.
Like about
that's
her
what
teeth.
I thought it was going to be about.
That's what I thought too. But the fact that she just like goes like a bat out of hell beating Tom is like hilarious. And she's like screaming. I'm thinking it's something like super serious. And then she's like, my teeth.
Like, just got them fixed.
Yeah. Okay. The only thing that worries me about this whole episode is I kind of feel like in the first episode, Sheena had a fake birthday party for the show.
Oh.
And I hope that this wasn't a fake engagement party so just they could have...
Fight.
I mean, yeah. I think that's what the whole point of this engagement party was. So they could have they could bring them together to have the confrontation.
Because they closed down the restaurant.
And they have magic... Like, the party's in the back, but they magically have lights in the front of the restaurant where Stassi, Tom, and Kristen had this fight.
I bet she's had, like,
TV
two
so
engagement parties.
Yeah.
I bet that was just, like, a free... Little party to
one.
Do the taping.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Well produced.
Yeah. And then my favorite line of Stassi is like, I've been cheated on. When are good people going to come out on top?
Hilarious.
I was like, that's a great way to end the episode, too. Right. That's so funny.
See, I think Stassi is a very entertaining person. I would, I think I would want to be her friend. I don't think I would necessarily say she's like a good person to be on top.
No,
she's just she's not funny a good to watch. Person.
I feel like...
I'm not going to say I'm not going to say, like, I don't like to say anybody's not a good person, but she's Mean Girls.
Right.
So it's just
she has some spiteful coming from hate places.
Right, right. Everything's so beneficial to her. That's not necessarily a good person,
I don't think.
Talking about crucifying people on TV, she's on another level.
Yeah. I mean, she's really awesome for reality TV. So I want to get into some news and gossip. AfterBuzz TV News. English sent me this really awesome article last week, and it was about TMZ put it out, and do you want to share
you go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, Kristen actually filed a police report against Stassi. Yeah.
Really?
But then she wouldn't cooperate with the police, so they had to drop it.
What do you mean? Was it about her slapping her?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, she did say she was.
A valuable news report. Yes. So
I can't believe she actually did it.
And then it said that Lisa made her apologize. But I think the reason that Lisa honestly made Stassi apologize was we don't condone, you know, violence.
Right.
Yeah.
But she said she's like, she deserved it, obviously.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So I want to answer some fan questions for news and gossip as well. This comes from Colleen Miller, and she says, "Who is Jax banging now? Anybody with a vagina. That's who he's banging."
Yeah. Anything that moves.
And then another thing is, this is from Christy Lee Staggs, and she said, "Are Tom and Kristen together today?"
Wait and see.
We might have a special guest with Tom next week, and we think we got a little. I think we got a little taste, wink, wink, of who he might be dating on the preview for the reunion, so stay tuned for that. And then this comes from Love for a 7X Forever. Uh-huh. Okay. Her name is Hayden Laurie. That's her Twitter handle. The question would be, is it scripted or real? Real or fake? Regardless, I love it. I think...
A little both.
I think that the feelings are real. I think that a lot of the situations are fake.
Because it's the timing. It can't all happen
they
like
can't
right
just randomly get a fight. You know, like, right. the cameras are not there 24/7. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do have a call sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's like a TV show for the people that don't know exactly what a call sheet. It tells you what time you have to be there.
Location.
Where at?
Yes. No. So, I mean, it's very well planned out. That's all I will say. And we also got that from Tash, too. She also thought the show was fake. And then Faith Fox, I thought this was funny. She was like, how come storylines are so limited? These kids have lives outside of Sir. They are objects in a Sir commercial. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this last week with Katie and Tom. We said that the show last season focused so much on the kids' lives outside of the show. Mm-hmm. And now it's about the drama. And I just feel like that's just the way it is sometimes with these second seasons. Like seasons after the first.
I love that because... Lisa Vanderpump is such a genius. This entire series is a Sir commercial.
It is a Sir commercial.
Good.
She doesn't even have to pay them.
It's a complete business plan. Right. It's a complete business plan. And then Haley said this. I used to like Vanderpump Rules, but now I'm just disgusted. We all are, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So thank you guys for the questions, and I'll be sure to answer the rest that we didn't get to answer on here tonight. So let's talk about predictions.
And now
you're after TV. Wow, lights, my goodness. My prediction is that Tom is dating Ariana and that Kristen blows a fuse on the reunion. I think a lot of the reunion is going to focus on the two of them. And I'm interested also by the placement of the people because Andy made he talked about this on, I watched this little YouTube video called Ask Andy where him and his assistant talk and people ask questions. He was talking about the setup, like where they choose to put people.
Oh, really?
And he said like the two people that sit closest to him are the people that have the story, like the biggest storylines. And then Jax and Stassi were right there by him. I think last season it was maybe Sheena and Stassi to get right at the end. But Sheena was like
No, I think
down.
Sheena was in the middle.
Oh, down in the middle on his right side.
Wow.
Yeah,
good
I remember.
Detail.
And then Sheena was like two people down from Jax.
Uh-oh.
So, and then Kristen was all the way on the end. So, It's interesting.
They're already kicking her off.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. What are your predictions?
My predictions are taken by you. I think that pretty much the entire reunion is going to be everyone, like a gang. Everyone ganging up on Kristen. I think that's what the whole thing is going to be at. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, I really want to hear Kristen say something to Lisa. Because I know she's her boss, but I would never want to work for someone who has spoken on live TV or on TV about me in a certain way.
And saying that she wishes that she would or she wishes that she would have gotten hit and stuff like that.
Right, and that she's just disgusted by her actions.
And her leaving is doing her a favor.
Yeah, right.
Like, and the fact that she still works there.
A boss that would say that to me, I'd be like, I'm done. Like,
yeah,
I'm done
for you with anymore. You. I feel like if there weren't cameras there and the opportunity to be on TV, maybe she would have been gone already.
Oh, for sure. So. I definitely think so.
Well, then get another job.
Maybe she will.
Maybe she will. Sir, season 3.
Okay, I totally agree with you guys. I think Tom may be dating someone new. Mm-hmm. And I think we will find out. I'm going to leave it like that.
Okay, my prediction is the same as all you guys. And I also, okay, my other prediction is that the reunion is going to, like, be the top rated, like, reunion of all Bravo season.
Wow. Oh, really?
I think so, because, I mean, everyone really is starting to love this show. They got really good ratings.
Yeah. I mean, big ratings,
and
too.
And people want to see the follow-up to the fight.
Right.
So I feel like at least, you know.
And like the whole teaser with me or Tom and Ariana dating. Like, yes. That's some juicy stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited.
Because who has the top, like, rated? Is it like Housewives Atlanta?
Atlanta does have the biggest.
Okay, so maybe not the best, maybe the second best.
Yeah. They're close. All right, so we'll see you guys next week. We might have a special guest, including a couple that might be dating. So you might want to stay tuned, please. Okay, you can find me on Twitter at @Jake_Dupree and on Instagram and Facebook at @JakeDupree.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Zias.
On Twitter and Instagram at Sabrina P. Walker.
You can find me on Instagram at Pink English. And then now I have a Twitter. It's English Speaks. I have 3 followers, so go follow me.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
You're listening to the After...
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.